23rd, and this is a regularly scheduled Planning Commission meeting. In attendance are Sherm Howard, Hugh Howard, Alan Weiss, Matt Jewison, and Kyson Spinlove. Could I have a volunteer to give us an invocation and lead us in the pledge?
I can do that.
Thank you.
Our dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be gathered here and to be able to be together for Planning Commission of the City. Pray that we may be able to lead and guide this city down the good path and be able to help progress here. And we pray and ask for these things in my beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number B on the agenda is approval of tonight's agenda.
I move that we approve tonight's agenda.
I'll second that.
Motion by Hugh, second by Kyson. All in favor?
Aye.
Item number C, approval of the minutes of the September 24th, 2025 meeting and the October 8th, 2025 meeting.
I move that we approve the September 24th, 2025 meeting and the October 8th, 2025 regular meetings.
I'll second that.
Motion by Sherm, second by Matt. All in favor?
Aye.
Item number D, business. Discussion and possible recommendations regarding the application for Utah Rural Opportunity Grant. Do you want me to talk to that? Do you want to?
You're in charge.
You always say that.
I prepared a little thing. You want me to just
please
so that we can go eat? I'm starving. So I did a brief overview. So the people we've been dealing with actually behind this is the steps that they're taking. So we're trying to get a bond. We're trying to get a grant for a company to come in and basically do a master plan of LaVert and mainly the downtown at first, but after talking with him, with Patty and Kyle, they also wanted them to look at doing something, master planning around the Hot Springs area. So when I say the downtown, I'm talking about SR 917, kind of circled out from there, probably like 200 north and then down to the edge of Interstate Rocks property, if there would be kind of what we focus on. So I broke it down just into these notes. So they want to try to rebrand LaVert. We want to figure out what we are, what we figured out, what we want to be. And that's under, I've highlighted under the deliverables, which is on the first page. You see, I've highlighted those. Master plan for downtown using SR 917 as the center point and going out so far, which we just talked about 200 north and down by Interstate Rocks property. This also included development around the Hot Springs area on the south end of town. It would provide action plans and statistics to support the master plan. They will not be doing the ordinances. They will identify, and if you read through this like in your spare time, you'll see that they broke it down into restaurants, retail shops, things that would make it so people want to go and continue to walk downtown, going from shop to shop and things like that. The creation of ordinances to fit within the newly created master plan development would still fall on staff, which includes that. So what they're looking for tonight is for the Planning Commission to support moving forward with filling out the grant application. So we haven't filled out the application. It's just that you'd be supported in the city going and having that done. That doesn't mean we're going to get the money. This would be enough money for the company to come in and provide what is in this packet here. It does not provide LaVert with Patty assumed that it would provide LaVert with a planner at the end and maybe have the potential that was
construct what, you know, what they feel downtown needs to have and what city wants it to have, and then provide the information to the statistics, and then Brad and I would go ahead and create ordinances and bring them to make it fit within what's being created. So that's kind of a nutshell.
Okay. So this is a grant that we qualify for because we're rural, and the city has to provide 30 or 40% of the cost of this, so it doesn't cover everything, and it seems like there's no downside here to me, but it does require Planning Commission approval. Do any of you have questions about what this is, what we're hoping to accomplish? Discussion?
Is this just downtown? It's not the overall master plan?
It's focusing on downtown, and Kyle and Patty have the south end of town around the hot springs designated. So it won't kind of be, it'll kind of be there. It won't really be in between the two spots. It'll just be in the focus on where people are likely to stop and shop and do their things there. So
I'm curious, I know a while back we don't have their master plan for the roadways coming through. There's some adjustments with walkways and stuff. Is that still planned, and is that going to be part of this? Could it be part of it? Or?
UDOT took that completely out. It wasn't viable or feasible.
Okay.
I hope that the company would review and take some of the recommendations that UDOT has in that corridor study. Since a lot of money was spent by UDOT and the city to provide that, because I think it has a lot of useful information that we've actually referred a lot to as we've gone through the planning part of it. But I don't know for sure. I've not been involved in any of this that much until tonight.
I think it sounds like a good idea. It just helps to kind of get everyone on the same page. And
lots of.
Busier than he is with us,
so. I've had some experience with this before. You're right, there probably isn't going to be any downside. But whenever you tinker with people's property, which is what's going to happen here, you never know what's going to happen. So just be aware that it's probably not going to be as simple as it sounds, but it's probably good for the city to go through something.
Lots of cities in Utah are working at developing a downtown area that kind of gives their city a personality, either revitalizing their old downtown, or a lot of them, like us, that really don't have a downtown, are designating and creating a walkable downtown. This gives us an opportunity to do that. Richard?
Just a question. They don't give you just one option, do they? Do they give you various options that you can look at to review?
I'm assuming, this is Derek's assumption, that we'll have multiple points that we could look at and determine what we want to do. Because I don't think they're going to come in and say this is what you're going to be. I think that's where the cooperation between the planning commission and the council can come into play, as far as what do we want to be. I mean, we're growing up and we still don't know what we want to be, right?
Well, yeah, and the biggest concern would be is if we do it haphazard like the fields here. Would we be able to zone it and control exactly how we might be able to do it that way?
Yeah. And that would be more so through Brad and I. So, not that I want to go on a rampage tonight, because, like I said, I'm extremely hungry. I don't want to get hungry or angry. understand that the codes that we have now on any piece of property within a commercial area could do what the field did, the flex. We're missing many things on that. We're missing building separation other than fire code related. We're missing open space. We don't have anything in there that requires additional setbacks on the side or in the back that would work with the open space to alleviate as many buildings as they have on there. And we need to go, as Brad's been preparing the offices, remember he only says you can have like 75% of the property can be with buildings. So, what is there is what could happen on any piece of property here in the world right now. So I was talking to Brad tonight, and we're going to meet next week, and we've got to make some little insertions on those zones so that we don't get what we have. You know, I personally don't have a problem with what's there. I personally don't have a problem with the work live. I think it's a great concept. I think we've got a lot of things that you guys put together to protect what we've got. But it is blowing the minds out of the citizens of the market. But they still don't understand that that could happen on any parcel of property. We have the county planner look at our ordinance and go through and interpret it, and he came up with the same interpretation as we did. So we're interpreting it right. We just don't have the mechanisms in there to prevent what we've got. So that's going to be a big thing that we're going to hit on sooner rather than later, because as development's coming our way quite rapidly, if that's not what you guys want, we need to do something about it now.
Feels like we don't know what we don't know until something like that drops in our lap.
Well, you know, when we created those zones before us here, everything was general commercial, and then we introduced the retail and the first commercial and stuff. We thought we were pretty well prepared at that point. But you go back through, and we're delinquent in all those zones. We're delinquent in our siding ordinance. We're delinquent in our parking ordinance. You know, it's just like all of a sudden we grew up and outgrew our pants. And, you know, so
this would give us a professional planner, at least for that part, to help us do better.
Well, he would determine the area, determine along with you guys how what you want to see. And then Brad and I would work on bringing the ordinances forward to fit within what you guys have decided that's what you want.
Richard.
If we're that vulnerable, as you talked about, that anything could happen like this, how long would it take to apply and receive the grant and get this thing completed? Would it take a year, 2 years?
That I don't know. And I mean, that's supposedly we can get there. But we can already take steps now between Brad and I to prevent that by doing those few things that I talked about. Or there has been talk, and I don't agree with it, there's been talk about putting a
moratorium.
Thank you. On anything in the commercial areas, which right now, if we've got momentum going forward, I don't know if we want to stick a stick in the spokes of the bike, you know, and stop that. But I think we can do a lot with what we've got by making those few things happen right now. So, but I don't have an answer to that. I don't know.
Well, the other side of this, it looks like, is on top of just helping that master plan help us come up with our vision here, is also helping with some of the marketing side.
Yeah.
Having a marketing plan. I know a lot of cities that there's a lot more posts about tourism and stuff that are in the area trying to get people here. Whether the work lights or not, there's tourism packs and there's things that can help, you know, that it would be nice to have. This is a great way to kind of help create that marketing plan.
And I think that comes through that rebranding and that big push, you know, so that the work, and I don't know if you remember, well, you guys are too young, but those folks got a little bit older than me. But, you know, the work was always known as the Armpit, right? When we had the
trailer courts.
Trailer courts and stuff like that. Look at how far we've come, look what we've got, but we need to take that next step forward, because we're definitely going to be back again if we don't keep going.
Normally what these have, they'll be like a visioning process, there'll be community meetings, people will come in and, you know, kind of tell you what they want, and then the consultant should put together a plan, maybe one or two, they should put together some type of plan, and at that point they'll probably walk. They'll be done, and that's when Derek and I would have to take over. But it should be a bigger process than them just coming in and just telling you what to do. We'll see.
Try and redo the whole master plan with this?
Pardon me?
Would this be part of redoing the whole master plan? Or would it just kind of be in the downtown area? You know, we haven't done our master plan for...
The grant... Is to
the grant would just be for that. Yeah. You can incorporate it into the whole master plan. I don't know if that was the idea.
Well,
that
we're in the middle of the master plan update. They actually had the same thing you were talking about, Brad, as far as they put invitations out and they had a meeting here where they had different displays and stuff to see what people really wanted to see, you know, and things like that. Didn't have a lot of people show up to it. But, yeah, I mean, going down this road, we're either going to, because we're under time constraints with the addendum to it and add the additional stuff, or if it can get going fast enough, that may be something we would include. But yeah, we are right in the middle of the master plan. Okay.
Further discussion?
Just curious, how much does a study like that cost?
Studies run between 50 and 80,000.
And the city pays, what did you say, 20%?
No, the cities pay our water. The state will pay for it because they want you to figure out ways to conserve water. Irrigation, transportation, master plans, the city funds all.
But this grant, the city's required to pay, last I heard, 30 or 40%.
Yeah, so we'll still
so it'll kick in 67%. The grant
will cover, yeah.
I think we were looking at putting in, probably want to do any more than 40. I think $40,000, so they're not that good. But that would end up, that would give you like $150,000, $160,000 technically to get there. So, yeah, unless the state helps you with the grant, like they helped us with the S-9 corridor study, it's all citizen funded.
Further discussion. So what this requires of us is a recommendation. I don't think it requires a motion, but if someone were willing to make a recommendation for or against, then we could vote on that recommendation.
Do we just like make a recommendation and move it along, or what do we?
To approve applying for the grant.
Okay. I move that we make a recommendation to approve and recommend moving forward with applying for the grant.
Okay. How about a second, Justin?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor of approving applying for this grant?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. That would take us to item number E on the agenda.
We move to go E. No, adjourn. Move to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Hi.
Yeah.
Sir, everybody know Nancy got us a place reserved.